Make the motion to come out of executive.
You'll make the, Marv will make the motion.
Oh, I thought you said you have it.
No, I said, can I have?
Yes.
Yeah, I got a motion from Councilwoman Gray, a second from Councilman Waller. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We're out of executive at 2:43. We have a couple of issues we need to vote on that we discussed. I always like to come out and talk about what we did in executive. First and foremost, we talked about legal matters with our attorney. Those were permitting and trespassing issues. I don't believe at this time there's any action. If I recall properly, our attorney is going to look further into that. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. The next thing was personnel issues, in which we, as a council, discussed the ability to restructure and what we have chosen to do and what we are choosing to do. And in all fairness, let me just state for the record that Councilman Redcorn was not available for a portion of that discussion, and so what he got was a recount of that that discussion once he did arrive. And so at this time, I want to take up the issues that came out of executive. The first was a decision on restructuring to eliminate the director's position. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion from Councilman Waller. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Got a second from Councilman Rebard. Any further discussion? Councilman Redcorn?
I think it's imperative we have a director for this organization. And, you know, we've had a director in the past, Mr. Joe Hewlett. He passed away and did a great job, and we still need that position. And I don't see how we cannot function without it. Thank you, Chair.
Any further discussion? Let's do a roll call vote.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Motion passes. The Minerals Council has eliminated the director's position. The next motion, I would be entertaining a motion to have Bill Lynn serve as our geologist and our project specialist for the DEMD grant. And I'd entertain a motion on that.
So moved.
Got a motion from Councilman Waller, a second from Councilwoman Foreman. Any further discussion? Seeing none, roll call vote.
Chair Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
No.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebard?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Motion passes.
So, Mr. Lynn, congratulations on your new job duties. Of other matters that need to be taken care of, and I believe that was all that was strictly in executive, but we did have some other issues up above that need to go ahead and address. The first would be, and I will make a motion that we have a special OMC meeting on
September 26th.
September 26th, immediately following the lease sale. Do I have a second?
So moved.
Got a second from Councilman Waller. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. There will be a special council meeting for the purposes, and the only purpose will be to approve leases from the lease sale. The next issue that we need to resolve is It's my understanding that the superintendent did not have an auctioneer. We've asked Galen Crum if he would be willing to do that. He indicated yes, that he would very much so be willing to do that. I'd like to make a motion that we retain his services to auction our leases that day.
I make the motion that we acquired Galen Crum.
Got a motion from Councilwoman Waller, got a second from Councilwoman Gray, got a second from Councilman Waller. Any discussion? Seeing none, all signify in favor by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We will retain the services of Galen Crum to be the auctioneer. Above, we voted to approve a resolution to travel to North Dakota to visit the three affiliated. However, I'm not sure that we actually voted on sending a letter accepting their invitation, so I would entertain a motion to accept their invitation.
I make the motion that we respond with the letter accepting the invitation to go to three affiliated tribes.
I got a motion from Councilwoman Gray, and she beat you to the second. Councilwoman Foreman gave us the second on that. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll send a letter. The next thing we need to do is with regard to, and I guess we did talk about this maybe just briefly in executive, but the new wind Silver Spoke, the new wind project is going in the northern part of our county. I'm looking for a motion that would authorize the chair to submit a letter to the superintendent requiring her to get a lease.
So moved.
Got a motion from Councilman Yates, a second from Councilwoman Foreman. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. The chair will submit a letter requesting the superintendent to enforce our lease rights. Did I take care of all of the things that needed to be done? Anybody think of anything that I missed? I didn't have my notepad when I was thinking of the things.
I do have one under Old Business E if you want me just to wait on.
Yeah, we're going down. Okay. So if that was all that came out of executive and all that was above executive, then we'll move right into Old Business.
Okay.
We've already taken care of BGI. The next question is the Camille Pangburn oil derrick. And I think it says old oil derrick, not because Camille was old, but because it used to be out here by the museum. And now I understand it's just kind of thrown over next to a building or somewhere over here.
Yes, it is.
And the thing is, what would we like to do with it?
Burn.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it made out of wood, metal? What's it?
The derrick is, and then it has that little dealer, Churchill, pumping unit.
No, I've seen it, I just can't picture it right now.
So?
Well, the reason, how tall is it?
About 9 feet.
Well, the only reason I ask is that I happen to know that the Osage Shareholders Association is going to have a little, kind of a welcome, proposing a welcome monument as you enter off of 99 into Bosco. And the person, the idea was to have it on there. I'm not sure it would be appropriate, but might give it to them.
It won't last.
Is there any chance of them replacing it with like a bronze? I'd suggested that. They came to us 6 months ago at least, and at that point the Third Minerals Council didn't want anything to do with it, walked backwards. There was some ill feeling between the director of the museum and one of our council people. But anyway, at that point I was supportive of them wanting to tear down the old wooden structure because it was about ready to fall down and replace it. And I suggested bronze, but that's just, you know, my idea. Something that would last longer than treated lumber.
This kind of takes me, that idea right there, to an idea that Councilwoman Gray mentioned to me during even when we were campaigning, and right after we were elected, that we would like for the OMC to be the real leaders as we approach the 100-year anniversary of the Reign of Terror. And we would like it to be remembered from our story, from our version. And I'm wondering if we need to find a storage for that and then maybe use it during that time. And rather than have it sitting out in the weather, if we could find a storage spot for it.
It's past that stage.
Is it?
I'll go kick it, but I think Councilman Hicks is right.
Okay.
And I've seen angle iron layer, neon, and all the that light shining into the darkness.
Councilwoman Gray?
I'm not sure how profound that was, but but I will say this. You know, one of the, just the, some of the initial ideas is that during that time there was newspaper articles, pictures. Maybe if we can get it, if nothing else, photographed. I know one of the ideas for some of the decoration is to have some photos blown up, put not heavily framed, but you know, where they're frameless and they're just wrapped around pictures.
Like they have in the Tulsa Airport, they have all those neat.
Yeah,
old black,
so they're
and
like
white
black and white. And maybe
I took the artist for that. Those are all taken apart.
Well, I mean, we could do it on our own terms, but maybe if we could have it at least propped up, resurrected, photographed, and if it's in that dire of about ready to be burned, or it's there's nothing salvageable, maybe the nameplate we could save or something to be part of the exhibit, because that is part of our story. If we do our timeline in that 100 years, that's just a recommendation that maybe we ask the nation's photographer to take a picture of it if we get it stand up, or I don't know. Just a
I think
suggestion.
That's a great
that
idea.
That would be keep it in a like a black and white theme or something.
That's a good idea.
I'm sure there's probably already photographs of it,
you know,
but it was in better condition. The puppet unit that Councilman Walmer suggested, we could store that maybe at the at the Hominy, that building at Hominy. I mean, we find a place to store that kind of thing. But I, my question is, you mentioned Councilwoman Pagmore. Was this dedicated to her or donated by her? What did she?
It was named by her. She was the first woman on the council.
Oh, okay. Because is there, like you said, was there a plaque that acknowledged that?
You know,
we should salvage that.
You know, I walked by it when I.
Yes.
And I just do not remember. If there is something significant on that that we can take that's not wood,
right,
and at least salvage that, maybe we can store that. Something, or return it to her family or something. I don't know.
I think it always belonged to the OMC, so it may be something that we would want to put in. You know, one of the things we talked about was having a historical, and I think Ray Redcorn is working on it, is a historical place for our well log library.
Right.
And that would be perfect to put in there. So it may just be that we need somebody to go over and salvage what they can off of it. Ever. All right, Councilman Waller's in charge of that. So I think, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, it's already been trashed. I'm not sure we're requiring a vote on anything other than we were just trying to figure out, did we need to salvage anything off of it? And if you can get something off of it, that would be wonderful. The Buffalo data contract, I'm not sure why this is on here again. But I don't know, what do you want?
It did get, if you go back to your minutes, it was, what is our minutes, number six? It was put on here. It was sent back for, let me find it. I can tell you where. Okay. We tabled it and seconded by, okay. It was tabled for this meeting, and the reason was is that that Mr. Lynn had made those corrections and working with Mr. Cooper. I believe that they have been inserted. Mr. Burtman, is that right?
Yes, but not in the one in the not in the one in the book, but the one that we've got that we've all agreed to has the inserted
right.
language that we need. The
right.
And
then
sovereignty and submission to our jurisdiction.
Okay, so that one I believe is right, but the one that he was requesting for the additional 40,000, I told him would be in October, and we're having a budget meeting. And Lacey, if you can make note that we need to put that into our budget, that additional 40,000 for the next part for Mr. Don't look at me like
that. No, I don't know.
Yeah, you know that, is that right? The additional 40,000 for the Buffalo Data GIS, I mean, for our website, is that
yes,
correct? So we're putting the part two in the 2019 budget. So that's why it was brought up, and we will address that on the 10th in the budget meeting.
Can I have a motion to send that back to committee?
So yeah, so if we can send that back to committee, and we will add that into to work up the second part of that contract.
Is that a motion to send it back to committee?
Will you be putting it on the 19th agenda, possibly?
Yeah, and then we'll put it on the 19th agenda. Yes, I'll make
thank you. Do I have a second on her motion?
Second.
Second from Councilwoman Foreman. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That'll go back to committee. And then when you're prepared to bring it out of committee, just contact us. We'll put it back on the agenda.
Okay. And then I do have like a follow-up to that because the IHS contract is connected somewhat to that. And that one was sent back to committee until, it was tabled until September, this meeting as well. And Mr. Burtman had reviewed the IHS contract, and there was some, not discrepancies, but there were some issues with it. If we had to contest it, we'd have to go to Port of Wales. And so, and English, because it was English. And Mr. Lynn was supposed to have already talked to our contact over at, did you have any contact with?
Yes, IHS. Yeah, they'd like to come and speak to the council.
They're coming from England?
No, they've got a representative.
Oh.
Okay, well, now that I know that, then that would be, then we just need to put that on the agenda. Go ahead.
This contract that you just voted to put in committee is already in committee. The contract that we were voting on here with Buffalo Data is the $425 a month contract for Buffalo Data to run the website.
Okay, you're going to have to repeat that back to me again.
The contract that you have in front of you is the contract for Buffalo Data to administer the website for $425 a month. And the contract that you just voted to put in committee is already in committee and hasn't came out.
Okay.
This is the contract that came out of
committee.
Thank you, Chair. I'm a little concerned that we're sitting on IHS, who is probably the most important piece of software we could possibly get in our hands. And then this Buffalo Data thing, we've ironed those issues out. I don't know why these things are sitting in committee. We need our hands on these tools. So, I mean, tell me a good technical reason why we're sitting in committee with IHS, because this information can give us value in everything we're doing. And it's just the it's the tool that's used, and these tools that we're trying to get in our hands are the industry standard. So I just don't understand why we're, you know, continually burying these things in a so-called committee. I want to make sure that we need to be expedient with this. This is a real oil and gas functionality tool. I don't see the need to continue to bring it back.
Councilwoman Gray?
I can answer that really easy. I want to go back and then ask for the approval of the one that's for the remainder of the grant at 400 and what much?
No. The contract in front of you is not for the remainder of the grant. It's $425 a month to hire Mark Cooper. Each year, this is an annual grant, an annual contract that we can sign with him or maybe go further, but this is for him to maintain the website.
This is our...
And I will reiterate, the content of the contract, we would have to give up sovereignty. Is that right? In the language of the initial contract.
Right.
That's why we had him review it.
And what?
We have approved it with the changes, so really, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You have four. I'm sorry. I was interrupting.
Okay.
Finish. I'll get to you in a second.
Well, I just want to finish up. If that's what this contract is for, because we wanted to make sure that the language was correct, then I would entertain a motion that we would go ahead and approve it. Because I know it's already been vetted through our attorney and with the recommendation. And you worked with Mr. Cooper, and he agreed to the terms,
yes.
And then we can sign this contract. I'm good with that. So I just need to...
Have the changes been made that protect sovereignty?
Yes, but it's not the one that's in the book, but he has agreed to the changes that we made and sent us back. But for some reason, this one in the book isn't the one that we all agreed to.
Okay, that's because they didn't have the one that we all agreed to. Councilman Reddy?
Yeah, just like Councilman Reddy was saying, it's really important that we get this information out. If people want to have any oil and drilling, come back to us. Whether the sovereignty issue comes up or not, I don't know. I don't need to put out there.
And you guys are talking directly about IHS?
About IHS, yeah.
Okay.
I'm talking about
Buffalo Data, right.
Yeah. So I would like to make the motion that we approve the contract for Buffalo Data for the
Got a motion from Councilwoman Gray to approve Buffalo Data contract for $420 per month. And a second from Councilman Waller. Councilwoman Foreman, did you have a question?
Well, I just, and I think it's cleared up now. I thought the sovereignty issue and the can't have our data back issue was a contract with IHS, but the Buffalo Data agreement is with Buffalo Data.
You are. You're correct.
Or anything like that. And that's, it just seemed confusing to me.
It was confusing, I think, to most all of us sitting here. So I have a motion now to approve the Buffalo Data contract for $420. I have a second on that. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. For the record, show that Councilman Redcorn is not present in the room. The next was a historical exhibit. I'm still waiting to hear from Assistant Chief Redcorn on that. I would ask to table that to our October meeting.
So moved.
I got a motion from Councilman Waller, a second from Councilman Yates to table the historical exhibit well logged to the October meeting. That, let me take it, all in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll move that to the October date. The next is Oil and Gas Summit. And I'm not sure Is this you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Councilwoman Gray, what is it that you'd like to do?
Okay. So, we have contacted Osage Casino, talked to them, and we have some dates of December 12th and 13th at the Osage Tulsa Casino. And so we just have to download a, we have to download a form for a donation, but then they're also sending the contract over. If those dates are agreeable to everybody, they're holding this.
I have a question. Isn't that the date you gave me for the biannual meeting? December 12th and 13th?
Yes.
So we're going to have the summit on top of the biannual meeting?
No, you said, should we have it around those dates? And you asked me when the date of the summit was, and I said the 12th and 13th.
No, I think we're confused. I was asking when the date of the biannual meeting was, because the question all resulted around the listening session that we're going to have. And so I was trying to figure out when the feds are already going to be here for the biannual.
I could check to see if those dates can be moved to earlier. That way we'll just
Well,
be there that
well, let me ask you this. Has the biannual meeting been set yet?
No, I don't think so. No.
Okay. So you should leave this date here.
Right.
And then we'll set the biannual and then...
Yeah.
I think what we would do is put, I think the consensus was that the listening session would be held hand in hand with the biannual.
Correct.
Okay. So okay. Let's leave it that way, makes it less complicated.
Okay. So,
hold on. Go ahead.
Okay. So now I've been working with Caitlin Richardson's down there, I think Susan and Ben as well. And so they're sending over the contract for those dates. And we're also pulling out, we've got like a bare bones agenda, what we want for the speakers, and so we'll be working on a committee with that. And do you advise to have a couple of the producers?
Well, I said in the past, our summit committee has always had a few people from the Producers Association who helps us with getting white papers presented and speakers. And
I think we may need to create the summit committee.
Right. I think, well, kind of did, but I'm not sure. But then we had also, I know that Ms. Riddickle has helped in the past. I know she's talked about some sponsorships and, you know, some boots on the ground helping out and getting, pulling it together. But, you know, we definitely want to be in charge of doing the agenda and would welcome her help. I know she's here today. So we're good with that.
Okay. Okay. Councilman Reddington.
Yeah, I'm really glad it's going back to talk to the summit. You know, Chris has always been a big part of it. There's also been a committee, you know, and I never was part of that committee, but they've all done a pretty good job. And I think the most important thing we should all think about when it comes to this summit is, you know, we're down in the dumps now, you know, as you know. One of the lowest payments in the last several payments. The producers are, just like Susan said, the producers are a very big part of this. And they in the past, they donated quite a bit to just to be there to advertise. And I think it should be really emphasized, you know, that we include them so they can bring their money into us and so they can advertise for whatever they, you know, for drilling. And that's going to be a big part of this. It always has.
It may be that we may set that listening session right next to this summit so that producers are already there.
Or in it.
Yeah.
The breakout session.
Yeah. At this time, I think I would end it. Oh, yes.
So are we, who's going to run this oil and gas summit?
I'm getting there right now.
Cool.
I was headed that direction. Councilman Redcorn?
A couple of years ago, we kind of inherited back the summit, and Mr. Yates and I were involved in getting the agenda together. I thought that was a real, and we kept the talks to 45 minutes. I don't know if you'd be interested in doing it again.
That was one of our best summits.
I don't know if you'd be interested in doing it again, I would.
Well, I could come up with some topics.
I see what we could do over here.
Well, this is just the agenda idea.
Let me go ahead and move forward with, I think we need to set a summit committee. So I would entertain a motion to create a summit committee. Got a motion from Councilman Waller, got a second from Councilwoman Gray. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We'll create the committee. Who's going to chair it?
I'll chair.
Susan?
I'll chair. Do you want to co-chair? Yes.
Okay, I'll co-chair.
Okay, so Susan and Margo will co-chair. Councilwoman Foreman and Councilwoman Gray. Councilman Redcorn, you going to be on there?
Yeah.
Councilman Yates, you going to be on there?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle? Do you want to be on their committee?
No.
Councilman Rebar?
No, thank you.
Councilman Waller?
Can I have something to gather?
I don't either. So, Councilman Rebar, you had some comments?
Right. Because I realize it's it's already been voted on to have the summit. I've always felt, and I voted against it, I felt like it was premature with such short notice, and also due to the restrictions that we have, we're optimistic that we're working through some of them. But I just wanted to point out that at the last several summits, the previous mineral council had started nominating and voting for a producer of the year, outstanding producer of the year. I was fortunate and honored to have been chosen last time, not unanimously. It was probably a 5-4. But that's something that we all should start thinking about if we want to continue to do that, and if we do, this day coming up, something we should be thinking about. If we're going to do it, and if we're going to do it, we think about who we might want to honor with that award.
I suggest that if you are not an active part of the committee and you have thoughts, email them.
Yeah.
That's the four right there. And I'll, as always, I'll just sit in the background and be useful when necessary. That takes us to the lease sale, and this was something Bill Lynn asked to put on here. I don't know what you're looking for, Mr. Lynn.
Well, one thing I was going to mention, and you already covered that for the lease sale this month here in a couple of weeks. The next thing was the December lease sale. I was going to suggest we have it at the same time as the summit at the casino in Tulsa.
11th or 12th?
It was the 12th and 13th?
12th and 13th. At the first morning, first day of the summit is kind of how we used to do it.
Is there a motion to have the next lease sale in Tulsa to coincide with the summit?
I make that motion.
Got a motion from Councilman Redcorn. Got a second from Councilman Yates. Let's do roll call.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebarden?
Yes.
Councilman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Chair Harlan?
I'm going to do my best impression of Everett and Andrew.
Yes.
And I suggest we forward a copy of that resolution to Ms. Phillips.
Absolutely.
Can we get started on that?
Absolutely. December 12th and 13th.
12th and 13th.
Yes. Secretary Lacey?
In this resolution, is it okay that I write that the minimum stay the same and all that business that she requires?
Minimum bid.
Yeah. We have a special.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't make any changes, so we'll stay the same.
Should be standing.
Yeah. It'll always stay the same unless we vote to change it. Okay. That brings us to audience participation. Ms. Red Eagle, do you have something?
Well,
wondering, will I be on the board, or is that where I'm going to be?
Well, they're talking about utilizing your services, but as far as the planning committee goes, it's...
Well, if I might interject, I think I've said this before in open meeting, these are donations from oil companies. So we gotta be super careful on what type of activities. The only thing we've been asked to do generally is set the agenda. So other than that, the committee takes off because we can't benefit from donations on the outside.
This is, your committee is due for them.
Membership and sponsorships, how do we word that so it doesn't...
Registration.
I guess we'll...
Registration.
Let me just say this, yes, they're gonna be calling on you.
Okay, I was wondering if I need to start working on my registration sponsorships.
Well, work with this committee, they'll tell you what they want. The two chairs are co-chairs.
The two chairs.
We'll set a date of when we're gonna have our first meeting, and we'll let you know.
Can it be pretty quick, because I need to talk to Enbridge, they're already emailing.
Let me go to Councilwoman Redcorn.
I would like to, if I may, ask our attorney to tell us kind of where we need to stop with this summit and dealing with the funds, these are donations. I could be wrong, probably am, but I want to make sure.
I'd have to look at the structure and how they set up the, how is it set up? But can I visit with you afterwards and the committee and go over that issue with the committee specifically instead of here?
My understanding is the summits have been ran before since 2002 or whatever.
2002.
With 100% donations from oil and gas companies.
That's correct.
Yes.
So in lieu of that, we created a committee to keep it away from the mineral council to influence us.
And they've got a whole separate account, it's a 511X that they can use as a tax.
Right, so as long as you all are just providing, and the committee from the commission, just an advisory of how we believe certain things are, then there is a separate board that deals with the actual running of the committee.
The cash flow.
Cash flow.
Okay.
Okay, Councilman Redigal.
You know, Chrissy's my niece, as y'all know, and notwithstanding, she in the past, we went to the Bayo Hotel in Tulsa. It cost quite a bit of money.
It's a good one.
And she was on a committee. I'm not saying she was responsible for it, but it was suggested that we go to the casino to save money. And that was on the 30th mineral council, and I think they did save money that way. Now we're going to the big Tulsa casino, and it's still Same thing. So I'm not bragging or anything, but she was on that committee that decided to...
I like the fact that we're using our own facilities. Let me go to Councilman Rebar. He had his hand up.
Thank you, Chair. If I'm not mistaken, the Osage Shareholders Association receives a certain amount of funding for conducting meetings. We've utilized it just recently to hold a couple of meetings. I wonder if that same type of funding is available to our mineral council from the nation.
No, because we're an internal agency.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't think we'd qualify. Councilwoman Gray?
Did you just say OSA Councilwoman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Community gathering
fund. They're funding all of our meetings.
Councilwoman Gray?
Okay. We do, there is in our account, and you're the only signature on it, and I think it's to get started out, is that correct? That we have somewhere around $17,000 to kick off the summit, and that, that's not our money to deal with. I mean, it's our money to start it, but it's not our money to receive and spend it on like cups or pots or nothing. It's specifically for the oil and gas summit. So we do start, we are able to start off with some seed money.
Thank you.
Okay.
So we're good there.
Okay. Your gentleman came in late. Did you want to add anything to our council meeting today? This is the audience participation moment.
Well, we didn't come plan for your presentation. We were coming down and meeting up for the same branch. And we, this, I'm Yancey Redcorn, and This is an associate of mine, it's Brady Dittman, who owns the American Eagle Title Insurance Company out of Tulsa. And we're just here doing some due diligence and understand that you have oil and gas records that are with the GIA agency. And what he's done is he's almost to completion, has all of the surface land of those county ditch crops, all the way to sovereignty. And so what we want to do is to do some due diligence, see when you guys might be having access to oil and gas records, and see if we can make a presentation at a later date as far as figuring out if we can do digitizing of all your oil and gas records.
Let me refer you to the
project specialist.
Doesn't he go? He probably needs to go to a committee, doesn't he?
Probably.
Yeah, is that Tali's committee or Paul's committee?
IT. Paul. Wouldn't it be IT?
Yeah. IT.
Okay.
What?
Well, if it's a presentation and it's a business development that they want to do business, I'd say it goes to business development. That's just me.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to refer you to our business development committee, and if you'll wait just a few minutes, we're getting ready to wrap up. You can speak with Councilwoman Gray about when she plans to have that and give her your contact information. And when she calls her committee meeting, we'll ask for a presentation from you then.
Okay.
Okay, we're getting ready to adjourn. So, Councilman Remark.
Yes, from audience participation standpoint, there was somebody that was here earlier today that was going to hang around for this, but knowing it was going to take so long, I told him, when he told me what the subject was that he wanted to discuss, I told him I think we've got that kind of covered, so you don't need to stick around. I'll mention it for you. It was standalone and welcome that we gave the software disposal unit to. He was just wanting to address us to emphasize us as a producer, from his perspective as a producer, how critical it was to get access to these well records. And I said, trust me, it's one of the highest things on our priority list that we are working towards, and with a little bit of optimism. So he just wanted to, you know, let us know how important it was to him as a producer that we get our hands on those records. So I just wanted to speak for him.
That brings up, Councilman.
Just a comment, if I may. Dealing with this grant, and Mr. Red Eagle and his efforts previous, and now we're going to do it times 10, we're going to approach and try to get those records for this list. So I think the learning curve is going to look tremendously once we kick this grant off. So that's, to me, that's another benefit out of this grant. We want to push to get those records, and we want to communicate with the council. Here's the roadblocks for it. So it'll be a test case.
Awesome, blossom. Councilwoman Gray, did you have something you wanted to hold us up from adjourning that you needed to say?
And I only think that I should disclose this is that Mr. Redcorn, to my right here, is my nephew. And I don't, you know, ethically want to make sure. That's what me and Councilman Redcorn were talking. We have to be careful, and so I just want to disclose that, even though we'll come to the business committee.
Yeah, but you're not going to authorize any activity other than recommend it to full council. Is Mr. Redcorn there? Mr. Redcorn here, the same bloodline?
Yes.
Well, I'm through the way.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to ask you, do you have the same conflict?
I want to say, if I may, reading the bylaws, I think it goes a little deeper than what we're used to on this issue. So that's what I've told with her. Maybe we need to kick this off to two different.
I think in committee it won't hurt you, but when it comes to full vote of the council, you may be asked to recuse, or you may consider recusing.
I'm related to Yancey also. He's my cousin.
So then you're looking at, you're going to get 5 votes to determine whether
or not. I mean, at some point.
I am to my favorite spot in the day. I would be very. I got a motion to adjourn from Councilman Waller.
Second.
Second from Councilman Red Eagle. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. The ayes have it. We're adjourned.
I will not be here the 19th. I will not be here the day of the...